Well, I've just run you through the swimming from here in Adelaide from last night and what's ahead today. But in the world of diving, fantastic week it's been. Seven athletes named yesterday for the team to go to Tokyo. And I'm so pleased to say that Annabelle Smith is on the line as she prepares to take on her second Olympic Games. Congratulations to you, Annabelle. You must feel pretty happy this morning.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, I am super stoked. It was a really stressful but exciting week last week at our Australian nomination trials in Sydney, and to now be named on my third Olympic team is really exciting and just, you know, a real privilege.
That's right. It is your third. So you were only 19 when you went to London. That's right, in 2012.
Yes. I was just a baby, and now I'm at the other end and I'm one of the senior athletes.
Tell me then the difference between trying to get into a team, before we get to talking about being on the team, trying to get into the team when you're 18, 19, and trying to get into the team at this stage?
Yeah, so, you know, before my first Olympics, I was just an up-and-comer. You know, there was athletes who were way more experienced than me making those teams, and I was trying to, you know, push them, push the boundaries, and trying to squeeze my way onto the team. And at the same time, I had no pressure on me, and I was just really, you know, no holding back and trying to see how far I could go. And then when you compare that to all these years later, now I've got those young ones pushing me, trying to get my spot. So, you know, the benefit of being older and having a lot more experience now is that I am so comfortable in my competition routine and my training routine that that really holds me in the best stead when it comes to a stressful competition like a trials, to try and get my best performance out. So, yeah, I'm so grateful for all the experience that I've had. And without that, definitely this time around being super nervous and, you know, such a long build-up to this event that all that experience and perspective really put me in a good position to make the team.
What drew you towards the diving boards when you were 11 years old? And what took you into this side of the aquatic sports?
Well, growing up, I was just super sporty. All around, loved netball, athletics, soccer, anything that, you know, I could expend my energy, my parents wanted to put me in. But at the same time, I always had this sort of natural acrobatic ability and had a backyard trampoline that I'd always be flipping around on, you know, at all hours of the day. And my cousin actually did diving at the time when I was younger, and I don't ever really remember knowing what diving was until I tried it in a holiday program. And, yeah, the coaches saw that I had some natural talent and really wanted me to join up on the term program. And then about a year later, I gave up everything else and got into a junior high performance program for diving and started training 30 hours a week. And it's been like that ever since.
So no worries with heights, no worries about the 10 meter platform.
No, well, I definitely had no fear as a kid. And I used to compete in the 10 meter platform and 3 meter, but as I've gotten older, I've got a few more extra brain cells to make me realize, let's just stick to the 3 meter. I don't need to jump off 10 meter anymore.
Because that's where you started, like for the Australian team, it was 2010, wasn't it? The Comm Games. And you were up on the platform there, synchronized with Brian and Cole. So that's where you make your debut. That's now, what, 11 years ago?
I know, it's crazy. I've actually just been speaking to a friend this morning thinking, wow, this being my third Olympics and, you know, I've done 3 Commonwealth Games, that equals a lot of years of me doing the same thing in my sport and all these years of training. So, you know, I feel like it was a lifetime ago now, but I'm so grateful for all those special memories I have representing Australia on the world stage.
Can I go back to 2008? So you were awarded the Sport Australia Hall of Fame scholarship, which means a number of things. One of those is receiving mentoring, and you were mentored by Debbie Watson, Australia's one of our finest water polo players, gold medalist at Sydney 2000. I've had a lot to do with Deb over a lot of years. I want to know what she taught you and what you gained from her, aside from the ability to have fun, laugh, and probably party.
Yeah, Debbie's been amazing. And obviously that was, you know, 12, 13 years ago now that I was first introduced to Debbie and had her as my mentor. And to this day, she still contacts me to check in and, you know, around my competitions, you know, wishing me good luck and has just congratulated me on making the team. And I think, you know, some of the biggest lessons she taught me from a young age was just to really focus on myself and not be deterred by, you know, what other people are doing or my competitors or judgment from anybody, to just sort of stick to my guns and go after, you know, what I want to go after. So she's been really great. She's also been there for me through hard times when I've had injuries and, you know, reminding me that these things will pass and the hard times don't last. So just keep going, keep focused on your training and just working hard. So she's been a great support and a great friend. I'm so lucky that our paths crossed all those years ago.
Yeah, with people like Debbie in your corner, I'm not surprised that you've had the success and longevity that you've had, not to mention the fight and desire that you've had. So bronze with Madison Keeney at Rio, behind China and Italy, and of course another bronze at the Commonwealth Games in 2018. So what are the goals for this one, and what are the realistic outcomes do you think that you can take away from Tokyo?
Yeah, well, this will be actually my first Olympics competing in 3 metre individual. So my last two have been for 3 metre synchro. So I'm really just going to take this opportunity to, you know, reach for my true potential as an individual diver and shine on my own, because I haven't really, you know, I've thought of myself as a synchro diver for so long that, you know, I'm taking this as a great opportunity to just prove to myself how good I can be as an individual diver. You know, I've come top 8 in the world before individually, so I'll definitely be aiming for not only to make the final, which is the top 12, but, you know, try and push that top 6. And, you know, at the end of the day, all I really want to do is just do my dives to the best of my ability. And if that happens, then I'll well and truly be up there. So, yeah, I'm really excited to just get over there and see how I go.
It's great, isn't it? Every single trip that you do, every journey that you take along this sport is different, and it's another point of difference for you in Tokyo, out there on your own. You're now a triple Olympian, Annabelle Smith. Congratulations, and all the best in Tokyo.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. Thanks for your time this morning. So follow the fortunes of our divers, 7 athletes named in the Aussie diving team as they head towards Tokyo. We've got to head towards the 10:30 news.